Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? Now, I bet you were thinking I was going to talk about light today, weren't you? Just because the bulletin's about light, the hymns are about light, and most of the lessons are about light. Well, we've had a lot of time to talk about light. We've been talking about the light of the world basically since the first of Advent. And we talked about it last week. But I wanted to talk a little bit about salt. Because I don't think we really realize the depth of the meaning of salt for the people for whom this was written. And what that might mean for us. When we think of salt, we think of something that adds tastiness, right? Nothing wrong with that. Unless, like my father in his last year or so of life, wasn't able to eat salt and was miserable because it took the taste away from everything. Salt is good that way. And in a sense, that is one of our callings to be the salt of the earth, is to provide taste. That is depth and purpose and meaning to life. Life isn't to be lived in drudgery. We're to lift each other up, to care for one another, to promote good things in life so that life might have a taste to it. That we don't lose it. We don't want to lose our saltiness, the lesson reminds us. But salt meant a lot more in ancient times. I don't know if you know this or not, but before hard currency, salt was a form of currency. It was exchanged from people because it was so valuable to them. It was used as a form of currency in many ancient societies. Because what did they use salt for? Well, besides taste, salt was used as a preservative. In the days before refrigerators and all the modern conveniences, one of the best ways to keep a ham or fish or something like that was to salt it. Not just for the taste, but for preservatives. So, I think this message reminds us that one of our tasks as the followers of Christ is to be a preservative. That is, to keep the things that are worth keeping. To not let fall in decay the values and things that are important in life. That they need to be preserved. We're called upon to be preservatives. To care for things like that. Yeah, things change and things have to be adjusted. But values and things that are passed along need to be lived to be example for others. How quickly things like values and things like that can disappear in troubling times. And we're called upon to be a preservative. Salt was also used for healing. The old expression about, you know, salt in a wound may sound pretty miserable to us, but in ancient times it was one of the ways of stopping bleeding. Because the salt would absorb the moisture and therefore help with the clotting. Now, that's not a fun way to get it. If you've ever spilt salt on a wound while cooking and so forth, you know that it's a painful experience. But through the pain, there is also the opportunity for healing. And in fact, all the instruments of healing that we have, surgery, medicine, and so forth, have a certain element of pain too. So we are called to walk with one another in our pains and miseries and ailments and to be healing for one another. To be that part of the saltness of it. And salt has an edge to it. I think sometimes as Christians, we're so bland. We're so afraid of offense and so forth, that we're so bland that we've lost our saltiness in life. And I think we need to recapture that. I think that's why this term was used. And throughout many places in Scripture, you'll see salt used almost as much as the notion of light is. So if later on when we sing "This Little Light of Mine," you want to say "This Little Salt of Mine," I'll allow it. But I want you to think about that. Think of the depths of what it means to call ourselves the salt of the world. It means that we're called and enabled to be able to do wonderful things for one another, to be preservatives for one another, to be healing for one another, to be taste that is joy and zest of life for one another. These are great things that we have the capacity to do. Now, I want to be clear here. This is not a works kind of thing, that it's up to us to make these things happen. No. The notion is that God's blessing through us enables it to happen in the world. That God's calling to us means that God will also provide the spirit necessary for us to be able to do these things. And to be very, very clear, because it's not in the English, when it says you are the salt of the world, that is not singular. In the Greek, it's very clearly plural, which means that together, you and I, as the church, are able to do these things. Because I don't know about you, but I am not also always very salty. I have my moments, trust me, when I am far from salt of the world. But there'll be times when somebody, I'm going to pick on you, Eric, you're in the front row. Like, Eric might be the salt that I need, and he has been a couple of times along the way. All of you have at times. The times when I've been a little bit down, you've lifted me up. I hope the other has been true. I hope that we provide a balance and a depth to each other, that we can go and take ourselves out in the world. We are currency. I mentioned that. That salt is currency, so are we. In the sense that because of the blessings we have received, materially, spiritually, and so forth, we have something to offer to the world. And the notion that the first lesson is talking about is that we do these things in religion not to look good, not to build up bonus points in heaven, but to be able to be of benefit, of currency in the world we live in, to be visible signs, to be salty in a world that has gone far too bland from not caring for each other, not lifting up each other, not preserving the good things in life. See, God wants us to make a difference. Not to earn anything, but because we're already. It didn't say by your good works you become salt. It says you are the salt. You already are that in the world together. So I want us to think about that need. And think about the wonderful opportunities we have, blessed on the things we have been blessed on, and the knowledge of that this day, to be able to go out into the world and make a difference. Individually, I probably never make a lot of difference, but as part of the Church of God, I know we all can make a difference. When we truly live salty lives, when we make a difference, when we lift each other up, when we live with zest and meaning in life, when life has flavor and taste to it, people will be attracted to the church. They'll want to know, why in the midst of suffering and sorrow does the church dare sing and sing praises and gather together and care for each other? So this day, whether you like light better or salt, I'm going to stick with salt for the moment. Get salty. Be salt for the world. Amen.
Amen.